Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The European Union's foreign policy chief has said Sunday's bomb explosions in Damascus that killed more than 50 people were intended to disrupt a UN-sponsored peace conference on Syria. But Federica Mogherini, who's in Geneva for the talks, said she was encouraged that members of Syria's opposition had decided to attend the negotiations. Our correspondent, Ray Rahayem, explains what's known about the bomb blasts.
We're told two, most probably two attacks. There was a car, a very large, either a bus or a large van that passed through the street, and then it was parked and it blew up, possibly after the man who was inside went out and then blew himself up, perhaps 3 minutes later, further down the street.
The US Secretary of State John Kerry urged all sides in the conflict to seize this opportunity to end the bloodshed. Nigeria's finance minister says she's approached the World Bank to discuss the possibility of loans to shore up the country's finances. The Financial Times newspaper quoted Kemi Adeosun as saying she had asked to borrow $3.5 billion to help ease Nigeria's budget deficit. But Mrs. Adeosun later told the Reuters news agency that Nigeria had not applied for any emergency loans. At least 50 people are reported to have been killed in northeastern Nigeria in an attack on a village by suspected Boko Haram militants. Pictures show burnt buildings and livestock. Survivors say shooting continued for hours. The Nigerian government had been suggesting it had won the fight against Boko Haram, but our correspondent Tommy Oladipo says it's clear the militants still pose a threat.
This is not the first time we've had a sort of lull in the way Boko Haram operates. They go certain times for weeks or even months almost quiet and just relying on the kinds of suicide bombings we've been seeing over the past few weeks. But it doesn't mean that the group has been destroyed. They are known to have sleeper cells within major urban centres and they're still able to carry out these kinds of attacks like the one we've just seen.
The President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, says he has not yet resolved all outstanding issues with Britain over its demands to renegotiate its membership of the EU. After talks with the British Prime Minister in London, Mr. Tusk said negotiations would continue for another day, as our correspondent Carol Walker explains.
There's going to be a further 24 hours of intensive work to try to resolve outstanding differences. A draft text that we were expecting won't now be circulated before Tuesday at the earliest. Downing Street is claiming, though, a significant breakthrough. They say that the European Commission has agreed that Britain does meet the criteria to impose an emergency break on the payment of benefits to EU migrants.
World News from the BBC. The Israeli cabinet has voted to create a separate prayer space for non-Orthodox Jews at the Western Wall in Jerusalem, so men and women can pray together. The new area, at Judaism's second holiest site, will be situated adjacent to the Orthodox compound, where men and women are traditionally segregated. Mexican police, supported by US agencies, have arrested 24 members of Mexico's powerful Sinaloa cartel in a joint border operation. A spokesman for the U.S. Immigration Authorities said Mexican police, working in total secrecy, had targeted high-level members of the gang. The spokesman said the operation had dealt a strong blow to the criminal organization weeks after its leader, Joaquin Guzman, was arrested following 6 months on the run after a dramatic escape from jail. The French President François Hollande has pardoned a woman who was jailed for 10 years for murdering her abusive husband. The amnesty came after 400,000 people signed a petition calling for clemency. Ben Lowings reports.
Jacqueline Sauvage said the man was a violent alcoholic. He'd raped and beaten her and their three daughters and abused their son, who killed himself. The day after his suicide, Mrs. Sauvage shot her husband 3 times in the back with a rifle. When her original sentence was upheld by the Court of Appeal last month, her daughters launched an online petition urging the president to grant a pardon. Mr. Hollande said there were exceptional circumstances and he wanted Jacqueline Sauvage to be reunited with her family.
The former president of El Salvador, Francisco Flores, whose 5 years in power were tarnished by accusations of corruption and elitism, has died after suffering a brain hemorrhage. Mr. Flores had been in a coma since undergoing emergency surgery. He had been under house arrest on charges of embezzlement and illegal enrichment. BBC News.